Revolution 30. Revolution 30. Revolution 30.
Listening to the Revolution 30 on 99.7. We want to welcome you out today on this beautiful Friday. And I'm here always with Bradford Robinson Martin III.
What up?
And Jordan Wesley Flower I.
Oh, this is the Revolution 30. Put your ears on, get ready, clean, not dirty.
And I am, that was good. I am Caleb Cole. With you once again. So what's up, everybody? So we're excited to be here. We love doing the Revolution 30. We love you. And we think we got a good show in store for you, right, guys?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we don't say that every week.
No. We don't.
This is totally new thing, is this whole new thing that we're going to start doing is talking about how awesome the show is about to be.
Yeah. And being positive.
Yeah.
I can say that we're all pretty positive.
So you would see the glass as half full.
I see it either as half full or already drank and I'm getting my second glass because it was that good. And I'm asking my waiter to fill it all the way up.
Because I want another helping.
It's a big gulp.
That's why we do two Revolution 30s a week. We do a Friday and a Monday because Basically people drink it.
Or is it once a week?
And they need more. No, it's twice a week. Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah, but once is the next week.
No, Sunday. Twice a week.
It's
Mondays and Fridays.
I don't know what you mean. Dude, get out of here.
Mondays and Fridays.
Once every week.
No, we do it twice.
Or once every 2 weeks.
What?
Question. Did you ask for a sleeve for your iced coffee? Did you have them put a sleeve?
Yeah, what do you need a sleeve for an iced coffee for?
My fingers get cold when I hold it.
Did I tell you guys how I went in there? I don't think I told the listeners.
I'm really embarrassed.
I went in there the other day to Starbucks. Okay, they have a Starbucks coffee cups right now in front of them, Jordan and Duke. They're both coffee drinkers. And I went in, and this guy, if you've been into Starbucks recently, their cups have the new, not the new logo,
the old school logo,
like from the original Starbucks in Seattle. And so all their cups have this old brown logo. And the guy was like, why do you guys have this new logo? And they're like, oh, we're just doing it for a promotional deal. And he was like, are you going to go back to the new logo? And they're like, yeah, we will eventually, but we got to, you know, cycle through all these cups that they gave us. He goes, good, because I hate it. This logo is stupid. I don't like it. He goes, you need to switch it back right now.
Are you kidding me?
The dude got wicked mad about it. And I'm sitting there going, are you serious? Are you really going to get upset about the fact that a cup logo is different? It hasn't affected
the taste of the coffee.
The taste of the
or
coffee.
Or has it? Because.
It has, no, Jordan.
There's been studies.
Get out of here.
That show. Okay, the logo now is all brown, correct?
No.
Correct.
Yes. This.
It's like white and then
it's brown.
Right. But all brown would make people think that the whole thing is brown.
But no, the logo is brown.
The color green, which is in the color green, has been shown to make psychological effects on the way you taste.
Well, they
things.
Say geniuses pick the color green with things. So, I mean, my eyes are green.
I totally just made that
up. Yes, we know, Jordan.
I mean, my eyes are green and my socks are green today. So,
you're a genius. But I mean, the fact is, it hasn't changed the taste of the coffee. The cups aren't any different in terms of the size.
$10, he's the guy who only buys Starbucks so people can see him walking around with a Starbucks cup.
So when
you're not going to know what I got!
He walked us into work, and they're like, huh, what kind of coffee is that? And he goes, Starbucks. And
they go,
like,
yeah, right, whatever. You got that.
Hey, at least it's
station.
A conversation starter.
I guess. I just think it's funny, like, the things that people get upset about, like, that's just not something you should really get angry about. A different logo on your cup.
And he gets rear-ended at a red light, and he goes, oh, come on.
No, really? He's probably the guy that would get out and shoot them.
Freeze frame right there.
He gets out and goes, oh, come on, guys.
Theme music for the beginning of the song. It's three guys, Caleb, Jordan, and Duke.
And then a bird poops on his hood and he goes,
Caleb, Jordan, and Duke.
This is a good jingle. Hey, right
living together.
Woo!
Living their lives together.
You guys can't
We're
see
dancing.
Living
We're
their
dancing.
Lives together. Living in a studio apartment.
Okay, Duke, write a jingle right now. We're going into news. News stories. Let's go. News time. Here we go.
News to you. News to us. News to everyone but the news people.
That was good.
Okay, 19-year-old elected mayor.
Get out of here. Yeah. Do I know him? Because I was 19 once.
He's a freshman at the University of Oklahoma.
Elected mayor of
cool.
what?
Elected mayor of Muskogee.
University
city,
of Oklahoma.
City
I didn't know
of
you could 38,000. And become a farmer.
He got 57% of the vote. Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, he's getting his feet wet in politics. Yeah. I'd say he's getting his legs wet up to his knees.
That's interesting. I don't know, kind of shocking that they would elect someone 19
years old. Hey, let that be a lesson for you all that you can do anything that you set your mind to. You can do it.
All right. new headline. Pope says it's okay to believe in aliens.
Man, I had that news story too.
Really?
Man, Duke.
Sorry.
It's okay, go.
The Vatican
you can borrow
has
one from me.
At least you didn't get wicked mad at me last time, remember the Britney Spears fiasco?
Yeah, but that's because
Superman.
You stole my head. Yeah, never mind.
The Vatican has now given all clear for Catholics to believe in life beyond our planet. The Reverend Jose Gabriel Funes, Jesuit director of the Vatican Observatory, stated in an interview that our universe is too big to rule that out. Additional forms of life have given intelligence. Sense, but yeah.
Well, he says that it doesn't contradict the fact that you believe in God. Because obviously God could have created other beings.
That's right.
Intelligent life on other planets. So
yeah, Catholics are trying to be all hip.
They are so cool. I don't like this story because I'm afraid of aliens.
I know.
All right.
Signs.
Church tempts worshipers with free gas. In an attempt to draw new members, a church in Snellville, which is kind of funny, Snellville, Georgia. They have a sign that reads free gasoline, and basically what they are doing is each time a newcomer comes to their church, they do a drawing. They give them a raffle ticket, and they do a drawing to win one of two $500 gift cards or gas cards. So
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so they're doing two gas cards a week. So new people, they get their name.
You can't put a price on that.
Okay, so.
No, you can't put a price on a $500 gas card. You really can't. That's amazing, Duke. Good story, right?
I know.
So I'm on GasBuddy.com, right? I'm on the historical price chart, and this is officially the highest gas has ever been in the United States.
Ever?
Yes.
I heard it's getting ready to go back down, though.
Oh, really? Because there's been a big spike.
Yeah, I know, but right after right now.
I know. That's not what I heard, but so... All you
national average is officially at 373 right now, as of today. 373 a gallon.
Snap. That's just the average. That means in some places of the country it's over $4.
Oh yeah. California, they have a gas temperature map where it's all color coded by how high the prices are.
Uh-huh.
Guess where it's the darkest?
Orange.
Guess where it's
LA.
The darkest?
LA.
Yeah.
LA.
So, does that kind of hits close to home, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed National Bike Week. It ends today. And I didn't even ride my bike this week. It's horrible. I rode it on Saturday, last Saturday.
I rode it every single day to work.
Yeah, see? This was National Bike to Work Week. And I know it's not possible for some of you because you got to drive your kids and whatnot. But,
yeah, but
for people like Duke, who is an art teacher.
Who is a Caucasian male.
Caucasian
male, single, loves riding his bike, and
enjoys comics.
Enjoys comics.
Music. And my question is, Duke, on Tuesday, we were hanging out. Duke rode his bike to the church, and then we went to lunch, and we had to record some stuff. But it's 78 degrees out, and Duke is wearing a flannel shirt. A flannel, mind you.
True. I am.
Flannel. You were. On that day.
Whom was.
And I'm just wondering why. What would inspire you to do that on a 78-degree day, beautiful, sunny, to wear a flannel?
Well,
don't you get hot?
Physicists and other scientists, there's a thing called
Here we go.
It's called the chill factor. And when I'm on my bike and I go down, I try to spend my route, I plan out my route that I go down all the big hills in the town. And when you're going as fast as I do, it gets 15 to 30 degrees colder when you go that fast. I mean, I'm not going to show you guys the numbers, but it gets pretty cold. So, I mean, I use it as a cautionary precaution. I don't either A, frostbite fingers.
Precaution.
Two, that I don't get a cold or like the flu or the.
But you also don't want your gears to freeze.
True.
Right. So you wear flannel on your body.
Like you saw Iron Man when he flew up really high and he froze.
That's kind of what happens. Because I mean,
like that.
Because the technology in my bike and close to Iron Man's suit are close to each other.
Let's take a break.
All right. Well, we'll get to three when we get back.
All right. Three when we get back. This is a great song, Jordan.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes. Delirious. New album called Kingdom of Comfort. This is the title track.
Kingdom of Comfort.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Cool song.
I liked it.
I liked the no fade out. That was cool.
Yeah, very abrupt end.
So it probably went up to the next song. That was Delirious with
Welcome.
Kingdom of Comfort.
Yeah, good. Hey, we got a youth group, Revolution, meets every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Come out, junior high, senior high, college. Great time. We get together, love Jesus, love each other, love the world, the people. And so it's a good time, so come out for that. But hey, we didn't get to movies, so let's jump into movies. This past weekend at the box office, once again, number one for the second straight week.
Iron Man.
I still have to see that.
$51 million to bring its cumulative gross to $177 million.
Wow.
So it's doing pretty good.
It's lots of clams.
Yes.
That's so much I can't even process that in my noggin.
And number two was What Happens in Vegas, which actually edged out Speed Racer in its opening
trash comedy, filth comedy. Boo.
They were a little disappointed, thought Speed Racer was going to do really well. It only brought in $18 million to come in third place.
Yeah, that's weird how I thought Speed Racer was going to be a big hit.
Yeah, but it looked like all fake. I don't know.
I'm glad they just kind of kept it not real.
I guess.
I watched the first 7 minutes online.
But it probably could be the fact that they have some lame dude playing Speed Racer.
That's Emil.
That's never been in anything.
Except for that. The Wild.
Oh, yeah, that was him. I heard that movie was actually really good.
It was really good.
Well, then maybe I'm judging Speed Racer too early.
Well, all the critics. Preemptively? All the critics says it just drags.
Oh, really?
And the fakeness dampens the excitement.
The Wachowski brothers got super weird after The Matrix.
Yeah, during The Matrix, though.
If you read stuff about them, they got really weird.
And opening this weekend, actually today, was something that we're all excited about, and that's The Chronicles of Narnia.
What?
Prince Caspian.
The Chronic.
What? Chronicles of Narnia.
I got to see the first one before I see the second one.
The first one is awesome.
No, well, I don't know.
You've read the books.
When I was a kid, who hasn't
read the books?
I think for school we had to. I don't remember, though.
I forget who it was, but someone was telling me how they went and saw it with their wife. And at the end of the movie, they're like, oh, that's so cool. Just like the symbolism between, you know, this and the Bible. And, you know, the lion coming back signifying Jesus after he died for man. And his wife was like, this is a person that's like grown up in the church. I was like, what? She was like, what do you mean? It was like symbolism and for the Bible and Jesus. And he had to explain it to her. She didn't even get it.
I remember Liam Neeson.
You got to be pretty slow to
Liam Neeson was in. He was on Conan. He was talking about how before he took the role as the voice for Aslan, who's God pretty much, he never read the books, but his son read the books. He was like 9 years old. He's like, yeah, Dad, you should totally take that role. You'll be playing God. And even that little kid knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Who said that to Liam Neeson?
His son.
Well, how
did you not pay attention? You were looking five feet away.
You have to C.S. Lewis, one of the most prominent Christian thinkers of our day, like wrote the whole story. So it's like,
die.
Oh. Yeah, right. All right, let's jump into a serious topic, right, guys?
Shall we?
We like to be serious. So, Jordan, why don't you intro this, since you picked this song?
Yeah, we're talking about, or we just listened to Kingdom of Comfort by Delirious. And, you know, that whole song is talking about, what does the chorus go? Save me from the Kingdom of Comfort where I am king. From my unhealthy lust of material things. So that kind of sums it up. So, all right, guys, have a good week.
That was good.
So, I mean, let's dissect those lyrics. What do you think he's really saying?
It's pretty obvious.
Well, I mean, I think it's something we can all... It's kind of crazy because when you think of Delirious, these kind of big, like, Christian rock stars. And, like, you'd think that it'd be so hard for them to get... like kind of comfortable because I mean they're get paid to be Christian in a way kind of
they get paid to be Christian.
Hey, so then let's talk about that. What do you guys think?
No, we're talking about breaking out of comfort zones here.
But I'm trying. That's what I'm alluding to.
Well, it's you know, we as humans we just like we live we live for our own comfort,
yeah.
and that's to please our own comfort and to not go outside of the bubble that we know is that's our comfort.
And
he's saying, you know, that's what he just wrote about. And,
yeah.
And save me from that. Like,
and we all know that because we've all grown up in the church, and sometimes that's the hardest place to break out of.
Right.
I think as Christians, we really need to just find opportunities to experience new things. And I'm not just saying, like, go out of your way and go talk to someone just so you can tell them about Jesus. But I think that if we experience new things, like, do different things that are normal for our lives, then God's going to give us opportunities to influence people.
And you'll experience God in new ways too.
Right. And I mean, because too many of us, we do the same thing every day. We get up, we go to work, we go home, you know, and we never go anywhere else. We go to church, in the same church we've been going to our whole lives, and we never take risks. We never have adventures.
Right.
And I think we need to be more adventurous as Christians and just get out there and do things that maybe we wouldn't normally do. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, but somebody was telling me, because I went to Boston the other day, and they were telling me how, they're like 23 years old. I've been to Boston twice in my life. That's what they told me. I was like, you've been to Boston twice in your entire life. You're 23 years old and you've lived here all these years, and basically they never leave this little yeah. area. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm not totally trying to diss that. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we need to go out and have adventures. I mean, we come back with stories, the three of us, because we do things that are different for us. You know, like go to Boston and just for the day and goof around, and we come out back with tales of little girls eating bread. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not that really has any impact on the kingdom, but overall, when we get out of our comfort zone and do different things, God brings more opportunities into our lives. Like we get to meet new people. We get opportunities to, you know, fellowship with different kinds of people, and then doors are opened in different ways. Who knows what can happen? But too many of us, you know, we're comfortable and we do the same thing every day and never have adventures, never take risks with our life. And not that I'm saying, like, go jump off a bridge or something stupid, but you know, God gave us this world to enjoy and life to enjoy. And it's like, be adventurous once in a while, take a bike ride. Who knows, you know, go on a hike, stop just going home and watching TV all day long.
And I think God wants us to have like happy
interactions with
happy
people.
And like fun filled lives like that. I mean, and to like live your life and just do the same thing, over and over every single day. And like, and I know this, you know, we're talking about comfort, and many, you know, different levels, but even as just like entertainment in your life and like just having fun and just like letting your life be filled with
joy,
diversity and fun and like adventure.
Yeah. Like
it's just important.
Who doesn't like adventures? Honestly.
I mean, make a friend that looks different than you. Like Duke.
I know. I'm
without Duke in my life, I would have less excitement. I'm not gonna lie, because he's different than me. He's a little bizarre. He brings excitement. Without Jordan in my life, he's different than me. Brings excitement. You know, make some friends that are different than you.
Mm.
Too many of us, we seek out those people that are exactly like us, and we judge people that aren't like us. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, they're not like me. They're weird. But it's like, man,
they bring the most fun.
Get to know a weird person. Weird people are fun. Man, I love having just really different, interesting friends, because they always bring just coolness to my life.
But we're the weird people.
Oh yeah,
everyone thinks they're not weird, but you are the weird person.
Yep, everyone's normal until you get to know them,
because it's your kingdom of comfort.
Yeah,
because as soon as someone breaks your little kingdom of comfort, they're the weird one.
True.
When reality. You're all the
weird.
We're all weird.
We're all weird.
And we're like too deep right now. Even for me.
I'd say Jesus loves it weird.
God doesn't love it loud. God loves it weird. You know, that was one of my points in a sermon I said. I spoke to the youth group about 2 months ago. Like that, God likes it weird.
That's what Drew Fila said.
And one of our students, Drew Fila, says it all the time. Yo, God loves it weird, yeah. Because I was just talking about, you know, being different for Christ, and
Drew Fila would be the king of out of context.
God loves it weird, yo. But But I don't know. I feel like I wanted to challenge people to just get out of your comfort zones spiritually, but also just in life. And God does want us to enjoy it. And, you know, there's so many people out there that we would call them negative Nancys or
Debbie Downers.
And I think
negative Nathan.
Part of the reason that they're like that is because they just have no sense of adventure in their life. You know, that fun that needs to be a part of our life is lacking, and they're going through life just normal, and they're in this comfort zone, but it's like that comfort zone leaves us empty in the end because we want more, and so for them that they tend to be negative or pessimistic, but really they just need to expand their comfort zones, go out there and, you know, do something adventurous for Christ, and in the end they probably will be a little more fulfilled. And I'm challenging all of you to do that.
And I think we can all end it in one kind of. It's one of my favorite songs, but everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a second chance. Yeah. Ah. As the poet Loverboy said,
why can't we work for
everybody's working for the weekend? And
as Michael Scott says, you know, everyone's working for the weekend, but I'm working for the week.
So
work for
both. Hide that in your heart, guys.
This has been the worst segment. We've been everywhere with this whole comfort zone thing, but yeah. I hope somebody got something out of it. I feel like I did.
It broke my comfort zone.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Pop.
That's it. We got anything else, guys? I don't think we do.
I think I'm good.
Life is good.
Go buy the new Delirious album, though.
Yep. Yeah.
Delirious. And that's not...
Kingdom of Comfort.
This is not the
DVD.
The electronic dance group from Europe.
Delirious?
Yeah.
Electronic dance group?
This is Delirious question mark, which is the Christian rock band.
Yeah, they rock.
Yeah, they rock.
All right, cool. Well, hey, it's been great being with you guys today. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it. Go see Narnia, you know, Prince Caspian, and or not. Or have an adventure. Do something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fun for Jesus. All right, we love you guys.
See you in a few days.
Signing off.
Click.
Peace out.
Bye.